certainly different to what we've experienced over the last couple of years. There's been a couple of years of much cheaper prices in terms of buying calves than this year. Yeah, it will have an impact on our backgrounders and ultimately on our business as well.
Yeah, what does 40 or 50 cents a kilo extra mean to your bottom line?
Well, we've got to do some fine-tuning so that it doesn't affect our bottom line in a way. We've made our Japanese parent company and the meat buyers in Japan very aware of the situation with the cattle pricing here as our main input into the business. We set a budget on an annual basis, but we have the ability to review that budget on a quarterly basis. We haven't had to take any action yet because, of course, it's 6 months before cattle come out. And from these prices that have been paid, I mean, a lot of those calves won't grow into our feeder cattle until after the winter, early spring, and then they'll be fed for 6 months. So we won't see the impact of this until probably the end of this year.
We're talking about the high price of young cattle here in Tasmania. Yeah. Prices interstate are higher than here. In fact, today there's discussion about prices of 300 cents a kilo in Victoria. Have you heard that?
I have heard that, yes. And I've seen evidence of that for sure. It hasn't happened this year in Tassie. And I think that was a reflection that probably when most of our calf sales were in progress here in Tasmania, there was still a lot of caution about what was happening with the weather and the season. I mean, I know there's been some good rains recently that have given a lot more people a lot of confidence, but maybe it's a little bit late for some people to have, you know, made those decisions.
Tell me about feed prices, because they're obviously critical in this equation.
Oh, the other important part of the equation, of course. And feed prices are pretty steady. Of course, there's the inevitable rise in everything that happens, particularly some of the high-priced raw materials, the minerals and additives that form the basis of our supplement. But grain is pretty steady, and potato, the other component of our ration, is, small increase, but nothing like the cattle side of things.
Grain, of course, how much of it's coming from Victoria or further afield?
Mostly Victoria or southern New South Wales. There's a bit of local grain that we've picked up through our brokers, but to put a percentage on it, 90% of it is coming from Victoria and southern New South Wales.
Is that because the supply of feed barley's really dried up in Tasmania?
Unfortunately, it has. The grain growers seem to have switched over to growing all sorts of wheat. There's some very good feed varieties of wheat. Barley was probably lagging behind a bit in yields, and the malt pricing wasn't the incentive that it needed to be to create barley acres. We hope that may turn around to a degree this year and maybe even more so in the future.
Why? Because of the reduced poppy area?
Oh, I think that's a big player. And also one would think that the increased irrigated area in Tasmania, cereals and barley as one of those dominant cereals would come into the mix.
With you holding your numbers, though, fairly steady, is there enough of an incentive there?
I hope so. I do hope so, because we are feeding probably about 30,000 tonnes of grain a year, and we'd love to source, you know, a big percentage of that in Tasmania if we could. It is all barley, and we've investigated feeding other grains, but our nutritionist continues to tell us that barley is by far the best for our feeding regime here at this latitude, basically.
Can I ask you lastly about some of those big economic factors like free trade and tariffs and the Australian dollar versus the yen?
Well, yes, unfortunately, there's two sides to that. We've had some wins with the free trade agreement in relation to beef and reduced tariffs on both chilled and frozen product. Interestingly, more on the frozen product than the chilled. But unfortunately, those benefits have been outweighed by a non-movement of the yen. Yeah. So what it means is it makes the price of our product in Japan to the consumer really hasn't benefited from the free trade agreement.